आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। So we were discussing Anandamaya Kosha. So before that we have covered Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya. And Shankaracharya in each course has proved that they are not Atma. Today we'll see that Anandamaya Kosha is also not Atma. What is this Anandamaya Kosha? The verse number 207 states, Ananda Pratibimba Chumbita Tanur Vrittis Tamo Jrimbita Syat Ananda Mahe Priyadi Gunaka Swastirtha Talabhodaya Syat Ananda Mahe. This is Ananda Mahe. What is that Ananda Mahe? It is Vritti Roop, very important. It is Vritti Roop. Tanu Vritti, Tanu means body, the form. What is this form? This form is a thought. Anandamaya Kosha is a thought, tanuvritti. And how it has come? Tamo jrimbita, it has manifested from tamogun. Manifestation of tamogun is manifested from ignorance. It has manifested from ignorance. And how it is that ananda pratibimba chumbita is kissed by the reflection. Ananda, ananda means sachidananda. Pratibimba, pratibimba is a reflection. Reflection of Satchidananda, kissed. It is just kissed by that. It is a vritti that is kissed by that. A vritti kissed by that means what? That Satchidanand illumines that. That Satchidanand illumines this vritti. Give me some more detail. It is Priya Adi Gunakaha. Priya Adi Gunaka, Priya Mod and Pramod. So that's why there is a variation in degree of the joy. And how it originates? Then it says, Swa Ista Artha Labh Udaya. Swa, when you get Ishta, your desired, Artha, object, Labh, you get, then Uday, it comes out. So it is based on something. Anandamaya Kosh, Priya Mod and Pramod is dependent on something. When you get that Ishta Vastu, Ishta Artha, then you get it. Why you get it? Punyasya anubhave. You have done something good, meritorious action you have done. You see, the karma has got a big role in our life. If we have done meritorious action, then you experience this. Punyasya anubhave vibhati. Kritinam ananda rupa swayam. Kritinam ananda. Kritinam is those who are the fortunate people, the wise people, those who know what is karma, what is to be done. If I want anand, I have to do the good karma. People want anand by doing bad karma, they expect. But anand will come only from the punyasya karma. Sarvo nandati yatra sadhu tanu brina matra pratna bina. Sarvo, everybody enjoys. Sadhu, well enjoyed. Everybody is enjoying. Nandati yatra tanubhrin matra. Tanubhrin matra, beings, all beings, they enjoy. Prayatna bina, without any effort. That is in deep sleep. In deep sleep, without any effort, each and every being is enjoying this anandamaya kosh. Gurudev writes, that moment in our life when our agitations are comparatively less is a relatively happy moment. So the happiest moment is that in which there are but negligible agitation in our bosom. These small thought waves are said to be bliss thoughts. When agitations are less, then you are enjoying bliss. At these moments, the bliss of infinitude is tasted a little. Shankara, in his poetic experience, exuberance says, the ripples of thought waves arising out of the tamas in our mind kiss the reflection of the bliss of infinitude. This is the characteristic of the anandamaya kosh. Then he says, the happiness that is illumined by the light of supreme bliss is one of the nature of pleasure, joy, and its kasi, priya, mod, and pramod. Satchidananda kissed that thought. At such moment, we are in the anandamaya kosh. These joys can be experienced in relation to an object of pleasure. It is based, it is dependent on something. When we consider that pleasure is in the object, this is possible only when we are ignorant of Brahman, the reality. This is wrong understanding that the objects of the world has got the joy. At times in our life, we feel happy without any reason. We all have experienced. Nothing has happened, but we are happy. It is because of our past punya karma. This is due to the noble vasana created in us due to our past meritorious action. Merit punya and sin, pap, are determined by the condition and the type of vasana in us. The vasanas that create more and more agitation in the bosom are termed as papa. When you feel agitation at your mental level, it is pap. When the mind is quiet, it is punya.
Those creating peace and serenity in the mind are called punya. When there are more and more such noble vasanas in an individual, the condition of his mind will become more and more serene. When there is more calmness in the mind, more joy is sure to be experienced. We see a Mahapurush sitting down under some tree, shivering with the cold to his very toes, not knowing where his next meal is to come from, yet supremely happy and even hilarious. This joy is from the punya in his heart. Whenever such joys are experienced, one is in the Anandamaya course. Now more details he is saying. The bliss sit consists of non-apprehension, very important. It is non-apprehension. There is therein no positive experience of joy. What is experienced in this state is only the absence of sorrow. In Anandamaya course, whatever bliss, whatever joy, whatever pleasure we experience, it is not really a joy. What exactly it is? It is just absence of sorrow, that's all. We experience sorrow or absence of sorrow. And the absence of sorrow, we say, oh, ananda gaya. We are happy. What is experienced in this state is only the absence of sorrow. Very few in the world know what joy is. All that we know is the either sorrow or a slight absence of it. This is our experience. When the sorrow is not there, we say we are happy. Either pain or the absence of it. But real joy, very few of us know. Real joy is nothing but the experience of Brahman, Anandaghan. Real homogeneous bliss, Anand, is the nature of Brahman. We do not experience that. At best, we experience only a relative absence of agitation. This is called the bliss seat. Now let us see what is the difference between the Anand of bliss seat and joy of Anandamaya. So we are comparing Anand of Atman and Anand of Anandamaya course. It's not one and same. They are different. First, bliss of Atman is not based on thought, whereas the joy experience in Anandamaya course is based on thought. Tanubritti, we have already seen. It is based on thought, whereas the Anand of Atman is not thought-based. Number two, joy of Anandamaya course, it varies, it fluctuates. It has got degrees, Priya, Mod and Pramod. Whereas the Anand of the Atman is homogeneous. There is no variation. There is no variation in the Anand of Atman. Whereas in Anandamaya course, there is a variation, Priya, Mod and Pramod. What is Priya and Mod and Pramod? What is the definition given? Ishtavastu, Darshan Janya, Sukham is Priya. And Ishtavastu, Prapti, Janya is Mod. And Ishtavastu, Anubhuti. So there are different degrees there. Number three, Anandamaya course sukh is related to upadhi. Upadhi with conditioning. We say this, I am getting sukh from this person, being or object. It is dependent on upadhi, whereas the Atman sukh is not dependent on upadhi. Fourth, joy of Anandamaya course can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, whereas the joy of Atman can never be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, because sattva, rajas, tamas belongs to maya and Atman is different from maya. So what is rajasic sukh? Rajasic sukh, when we are traveling, we go for vacation driving, there is an ananda there, that is rajasik sukh. What is tamasik sukh? When you drink, what? You understand. That is tamasic sukh. And what is sattvic sukh? When you sit in meditation, you do japa, you do puja, your mind becomes serene, that is sattvic sukh. So there is this variation in the anandamaya kosha sukh, and it can be termed as sattva, rajas and tamas. Whereas the sukha of atma is not related to sattva, rajas and tamas. Anandamaya kosha, anand is reflected ananda. Whereas the ananda of atma is pure ananda. We have already seen ananda pratibimba chumbita. Pratibimba means reflection. Ananda is a reflected ananda. And the last one is anandamaya kosha. Anand is dependent on something, whereas the ananda of atman is not dependent on anything. You can be happy, joyful, or blissful without objects, being, and persons of the world also. That is why Gurudev has given a sadhu sitting under the tree, shivering under cold. He doesn't know where from the next meal will come, but he is happy. So reflected ananda varies in jagrat avastha. It is because of the rajasic and tamasic vrittis are coming, depending on rajasic, tamasic and sattvic. But in the deep sleep, it is tamasic. In deep sleep, whatever ananda we are getting is of the anandamaya kosha, but it is tamasic. Tamasic. In all three states, we are ignorant of the self. Be it jagrat avastha, be it swapna avastha, or deep sleep, we are ignorant about our own true nature. But in jagrat avastha, we are ignorant of our true nature, but we know the world. In swapna avastha, we see the projected world in the dream, but still we are ignorant of our true nature. But in the deep sleep, there is no projection of the world, there is no experience of the world, and we are ignorant of our true nature. So in all three states, we are ignorant about tamasik. So it varies. How will you explain? Like an electricity. And you put a 0 watt, 10 watt, 50 watt, 100 watt, 1000 watt. Electricity is same, but according to the equipment, the light will be different. Similarly, in the anandamaya kosha, your ananda depends on the objects. Depending on the objects, you get little bit less, little bit more. Now, Shankaracharya is going to prove that this anandamaya kosha is also not Atma. So earlier we have seen annamaya kosha is not Atma, pranamaya kosha is not Atma, manomaya is not Atma, vijnanamaya kosha is not Atma, and today we will see that the anandamaya kosha is also not Atman. Verse number 209. Oh, before that 208. Anandamaya kosha susupto spurti utkata. Anandamaya kosha, the ananda of anandamaya kosha utkata, full. You, when, where you find? In susupti avastha. In susupti avastha, you find the full ananda there. How is that? Prayatna bina, without any effort. Everybody is enjoying. But swapna jagaro to isht, swapna jagaro isat ishta sandarsanadina. But in the swapna and jagrit avastha, you get isht. Can you see the word isht there in the 208? Swapna jagaro isat ishta sandarsan. Isat, isat means partial. It's not continuously you are getting Priya Mod and Pramod. Isat is partial. Why partial? Sometimes we get Ishta Vastu, we are happy. Suppose if you get Anishta Vastu, which you don't like, will you be happy? Therefore partial, Isat. So in the Sapna and Jagrat Avastha, it is partial. It's not that continuously you are in Anandamaya Kosha. No. Isat. And that is also dependent on your ishtavastu, your desired object. 209.
Naivayam anandamaya paratma.
Naivayam anandamaya paratma.
Saupadhikatvat prakritir vikarat.
Saupadhikatvat prakritir vikarat.
Karyatva heto sukrita kriyayah.
Karyatva heto sukrita kriyayah.
Vikara sanghata samahitatvat.
Vikara sanghata samahitatvat. Naivayam anandamaya paratma. Saupadhikatvat prakritir vikarat. Karyatva heto sukrit kriyayah. Vikara sanghata samahitatvat.
Na eva ayam anandamaya paratma. Na not eva ever. I am this anandamaya kosh paratma. Supreme Self. So anandamaya kosh is not paratma. This is a pratigya. This is a fact which Shankaracharya is going to prove. That anandamaya kosh is not atma. This is the statement now he is going to prove. He is going to give us the logic, the reason. Why? Saupadhikatvat prakritehe vikarat. Saupadhikatvat, because of its changing attributes. Prakriti of prakriti, vikarat being modification. It is modification of prakriti and its attributes are ever changing. Reason number one. What is saupadhikatvat? Saupadhik, it has got a conditioning. Anandamaya kosh is also a conditioning. Upadhi. How many upadhis we have got? Annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, and anandamaya kosha. Anandamaya kosha is also a upadhi. And how this is made? It is made of sattva, rajas, and tamas, we know. And also, we see the variation in that joy also, priya, mod, and pramod. So there is a vikar, there is a continuously change, there is a modification in it. Therefore, it is not atma. Atma is not changing. Anandamaya kosha is changing. Since anandamaya kosha is a kosha, it is limited. Whereas the atma is unlimited. Atma is not changing, not limited, whereas anandamaya kosha is changing and it is limited. It is a upadhi made of sattva, rajas, and tamas, and there are variations in the joy also. So therefore, it is modifying. Prakriti vikarat, it is modification of prakriti. All koshas are made by maya, pancha kosh, sattva, rajas, tamas, pancha mahabhut. That we have seen elaborately in our tattva bodh. It's all made of pancha mahabhut. In deep sleep, prakriti is unmanifested. Our vasanas are unmanifest form. And otherwise, whole world is created and we have got the three divisions which we studied in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti, column 1. From unmanifest, prakriti first manifest. And what is the cause of that unmanifest is not known. Causeless. Then after that, prakriti vikriti, cause and effect relationship. So in first column, the maya is causeless. It has got two states, unmanifest, then it comes to manifestation. When first manifestation comes, we say it is the prakriti.
Then in the second column, we will write prakriti vikriti. There is a cause and effect relationship. First came the mahatattva, from mahatattva came ahankar. Therefore, the cause of ahankar is mahatattva and the effect of mahatattva is ahankar. You get it? Then from ahankar came tanmatra. So what is the cause of tanmatra? Ahankar. What is the effect of ahankar? Tanmatra. So there is a cause effect, we call it prakriti, vikriti, a relation. This is the second column. And the third column is vikriti. Vikriti means after that there is no change. After this eyes became, Gyanendriya became, from Gyanendriya nothing else came out. So first is causeless prakriti and the last column is the vikriti after there is no more change. In between the column is the cause-effect relationship. So this modification is of three types. So whatever we see is the vikriti, is the modification of prakriti. But atma is not modification of prakriti. So anandamaya kosha is made of prakriti, made of elements. It is changing. Therefore, it is not atma. Then karyatva hetu sukrita kriyayaha, karyatva hetu, because it is an effect, sukrita kriyaya of the good actions, it is created as the result of good action of the past. Earlier we have seen in verse number 207, we just as this, punyasya anubhave vibhati. When you get this ananda, when you have done some meritorious action in past. So therefore, this anandamaya kosha is effect of the karma done in past. Therefore, karyatva hetu, it is an effect. Sukrit kriyaya of the good actions. So good actions of the past fructify into happiness. So ananda which we experience is the product of our actions, good actions. But Atma Ananda is not the effect of Punya Karma. Without doing Punya Karma, you can enjoy Atma Ananda. It is not effect. Atma Ananda is not an effect of anything, whereas Anandamaya Kosha is an effect. It is a karya. It is an effect of Sukrit Kriyaya. So suddenly we feel happy, glad, it is result of Punya Karma. Those who are in Atmananda, they are 24 hours, 365 days, they are in Ananda. Because it is not effect, it is not dependent, it is homogeneous, it is not sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, it is not based on ishtavarsu, darsan, prapti, anubhav. Can you visualize what is this Atmananda? Not based on anything. Not varying. No Punya Karma. Nothing. Punya Karma and all that is required. Why all that is required? Purification of mind. There are only two steps, purification of mind and Atma Jnana. That's all. Purification of time, Premalji will say, Panchadasi says, how long it will take?
Aneka Janma.
That will take long time. That will take long time. And in which form you can purify? Only human form. You cannot purify your mind in any other form. Can you guarantee your next form will be, next janma will be human? No. The Lord has got 84 lakh dresses, upadhis. Which one will you get? I also don't know. It is based on what? On your vasana. What vasana is your? We don't know. The cause of next body is vasana. Can we eradicate this vasana in this life? We can. It is possible. Therefore, in Chitraprajna lakshan, first is prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Prajahati, when you are able to sarvan kaman, 100%. Prajahati, you can end. When you can end all this prajahati kaman, the kaman are dependent on vasanas. When the vasanas are eradicated, it's gone. How will you drop all the vasana in one click? In computer we feed, na? Suppose we have got a list of the person who have borrowed from us, say from million to $5. We give a command to the computer, give me a list who have borrowed from $5 to $100. A computer will give me pat list. Then I say, delete, all gone. Isn't so? Similarly, this vasana can be deleted or like that. It is possible. It is possible. So, and the fourth is vikar sanghat samahitvat. Vikar sanghat means other kosh which are also modification. Vikar sanghat. Other kosh, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya and vijnanamaya, they are also modification. There are also modifications. Samahitvat, because it is embedded. It lies embedded in the other seat, which are in themselves all modifications. So Anandamaya Kosh is part of Sanghat. Sanghat means the assembly, the body. In the body, there are five koshas. Five koshas? You all know. Or you can divide into Sthul Sarir, Sushma Sarir and Karan Sarir. So Anandamaya Kosh is also a part of this Vikari Sanghat. But Atma? Atma is not a part of Sanghat. It is other than Sanghat. Sanghat means assembly. Atma is not five kosh. Atma is other than this five kosh. Atma is different from this five kosh. So how is this? It is like this, like in a company, there are many departments. No? Many departments are in company. Similarly, in this body, these are five departments. Annamaya Kosh, Pranamaya Kosh, Manomaya Kosh, Vijnanamaya Kosh, five departments. And after department, there may be sub-departments also. Production department, then there may be inventory department. This, I don't want to go into detail. Similarly, Panch Prana has got Panch Upa Prana. Again, department. But who is Malik, who is the master? Sometimes industrialists, they make the industry and they employ all good brains, MBA from this place, this place, this place. They hand over everything and they will sit quietly. So one chairman of a company may be a chairman of 20 companies. That doesn't mean that every day he has to visit 20 companies. He is sitting somewhere enjoying, that's all. Keep the principal thing. Kaam ho raha hai sab. Industry is running. But the boss is somewhere else. He did not go there every day. Same way, Atman is the supreme boss. Sitting somewhere and chalo, you do your duty in my presence, all the organs, perception and actions are all working. Like that. Okay. So we have studied five koshas and different metaphor has been given. In the case of Annamaya Kosh, what is the metaphor given? It is bhoga ayatanam. Do you remember the word ayatanam? In Tattvabodha also you found bhoga ayatanam. If you want to set up an industry, first you need a ayatanam. First a building is required. So Annamaya Kosh. First we need the body, Annamaya Kosh. Then after that Annamaya Kosh, then comes the Manomaya Kosh. You need certain instruments, is it not so? Office is there, then you need computer, this, that, then there should be a canteen also. Khana peena bhi chahiye. Instruments are needed. So Manomaya Kosh is needed. Instruments, organs of perception, organs of actions, mind is there. to run the industry or to run the annamaya and manomaya, you need energy. Chai banana hai, you need electricity, na? To run the computer, you need energy. To run this body, we need energy. Who gives energy? Pranamaya kosha gives the energy. Pranamaya kosha gives energy to gross body and subtle body and causal body. Energy. Everything is there. Then you need a karta. Vigyanamaya kosha is karta. Doership is there in Vigyanamaya kosha. So karta will say what is to be done. Then according to that, the manomaya kosha and other departments will start functioning. Karta is there. Then last is anandamaya kosha. Anandamaya kosha is the bhoktritva is there. So far we have studied that the karta and bhokta is one place, same place. So Shankaracharya in Vivek Churamani has very clearly said that the karta is in Vijnanamaya kosha and bhokta is there in Anandamaya kosha. Anandamaya kosha. Which is subtler, karta or bhokta? Bhokta is subtler. Why? The bhokta, the enjoyment part comes in mind first. Ice cream khana hai. Bhog. The ice cream has not come yet. Only a thought has come. I will get sukh. I will get happiness if I take ice cream. Then I go to the ice cream parlor, eat it and get sukh. So before karma there is a sukh and after karma there is sukh. So all the actions are done for capital. Did you get it? So bhoktritva is in our anandamaya kosha. We all do actions, but Bhagavad says, सुखाय कर्माणि करोति लोके न तै सुखं वान्यत उपरं वा विन्देत भूय तत एव दुःखं यदत्र युक्त भगवान वदेत न सुखाय कर्माणि करोति लोके एवरीबॉडी वांट डू एक्शन फॉर सुख ओनली ऑल आवर एक्शंस फॉर सुख ओनली वी डोंट डू एनी एक्शन फॉर दुख एवरी एक्शन इज फॉर सुख बट Nate sukham vanya, but they don't get sukh. Uparam va, and the sorrow also don't end. This is the experience of Vidurji. He is asking Maitri Rishi for the Atma Gyan. In the world, all the people are working for sukh. All our actions are based for only for sukh. But we don't get sukh. Not only sukh, we are not able to remove the dukkha also. Dono nahi hota hai. Bindet bhuya tata eva dukkham. Bindet they attain dukkha bhuya again, dukkha comes only. Then he says, yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadetna, what is to be known? Please tell me, please enlighten me, what should be done? And there is a Maitri Rishi gives him the discourse on that. So Atma is subtler than Vijnanamaya kosha. Atma is subtler than Anandamaya kosha. So without Anandamaya kosha, Karta cannot experience Anand. Karta is sitting in Vijnanamaya kosha. Karta, the sitting in Vijnanamaya kosha, cannot experience sukh without Ananda. Is it very difficult to understand? Simple. Very good. So in deep sleep is the subtlest and it is subtler than Vijnanamaya kosha. In deep sleep there is no doership but enjoying.
Now you find the difference that the karta is there in the vigyanmaya kosh. But in deep sleep, we all enjoy sukh without karta. Karta is not there, karta is absent. Mind is not there, karta is not there. But we are enjoying sukh. Therefore it was said, sarbo nandati prayatna bina. In 207 it was said, na, sarbo, everybody is enjoying. How? Prayatna bina. Prayatna bina, without worship. You don't have to do anything to enjoy the ananda of deep sleep. There is no doership there. So in Jagrat Avastha, doership, enjoyership, everything are active. One course is subtler than other. The grossest is Anandamaya, then Pran, Mano, Vijnan, and then Anandamaya course. So Bhoktritva prompts action. Bhoktritva, the desire for sukh, prompts us to act. We have already seen. Ice cream will give me sukh. Bhoktritva has come. That will prompt me to act. And after enjoying that ice cream, I will get sukh. So we have home, annamaya kosh. We have got instruments, manomaya kosh. And we have got energy house, pranamaya kosh. And we have got doer in vijnanamaya kosh. But we want sukh also, that is there also in Anandamaya course. But without sakshi, all are useless. Without the presence of the sakshi, all these kosas are useless. You cannot experience anything. It is required. Therefore, it is said in Keno Upanishad, Kene sitam patati presitam manah, Kena prana prathama preti yuktaha. Who is that who is propelling the mind and senses? It is by that sakshi, that Atman, who is continuously with us. So we are different from five kosa. We come to the conclusion. We are different from five kosa. Number one. We can use them, but we are different. We can buy car, house and everything for enjoyment, but we are not car, house. Similarly, we are not these five kosa. 210.
Panchanam api koshanam.
Panchanam api koshanam.
Nishedhe yukti tasrutehe.
Nishedhe yukti tasrutehe.
Tannishedhavadhi sakshi.
Tannishedhavadhi sakshi.
Bodharupo avashishyate.
Bodharupo avashishyate.
Panchanam api koshanam. Nishedhe yukti tasrutehe. Tannishedhavadhi sakshi.
Panchanam, panchanam of five, api, verily, kosanam of the seed, nisedhe, when negated, yuktitah, by reasoning, srute, on the sruti, based on the sruti and yukti. We normally use three words, sruti, yukti and anubhuti. So all these three relates us and take us to the decision. Sankaracharya has given the yukti, the reasoning in all five kosas that because of these reasons, these kosas are not Atma. Is not so? But everywhere he has taken the support of Shruti. Everywhere he has taken the support of Shruti only. In Sadhana Panchakam, we have seen Shruti Mata Tarko Anusandhiyatam. Shruti Mata Tarko. All the tark, all the reasonings, all the yuktis, all the logic should be based on the shruti. There are many people who will give the logic and according to that logic, they will quote some shruti also. So logic first, then shruti. In that case, what happens? Logic becomes master and shruti becomes servant. You got it? But Shankaracharya says, Shruti mata tarko anusandhiyatam. Always you follow the Shruti Vedas. Many people will give you logic like this. They will quote this darshan, that philosophy, that philosophy, that philosophy. But always you must take support from the Shruti, from the Vedas, from the Upanishad. Tat nisedhadavdi sakshi bodharupa avishishyate tat nisedhavadi, at the acme of negation of all that, sakshi, the witness, how is that witness? Bodharupa, absolute knowledge, avishishyate, remains. Now slowly Shankaracharya is taking us to sakshi. What we have to do? We have to negate annamaya kosh, pranamaya kosh, manomaya kosh, vijnanamaya kosh, anandamaya kosh, and he has given reasons that these are not atman. So therefore, you negate them. You falsify them. Don't destroy them. He is not saying to destroy these. Don't destroy. You have to just understand by logic and through Shruti that they are not Atman. Atman is different from that. So what remains? Then he said, then at the acme of the process of negation, what remains is the Sakshi, knowledge, absolute, the Self. Bodha Rupa Sakshi will remain. So you will be able to negate all Anatma Vastu, but you will not be able to negate Atma Vastu. So we are negating everything from Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, everything we are negating. What will remain? The Sakshi will remain. So negate everything and in last you will get Sakshi only. 211.
Avastha-traya-sakshi-san, nirvikaro-niranjanah,
sadanandasa-vigyayah,
swatmatvena-vipaschita, Yoyayamātmā-svayam-jyotihi pañca-kosha-vilakṣanah avasthātraya-sākṣi-san nirvikāro-niranjanah sadānandasya-vigyeyah svātmatvena-vipaschitā.
Yah ayam atma swayam jyoti panchakosa vilakshana. Yah, that which I am, this atma swayam jyoti, it is self-refulgent. Panchakosa vilakshana, it is distinct from five seas. So this is the atma conclusion of our inquiry. Once you negate, then it is a revelation. Arey, ito sakshi aage, atma aage. We were not aware of the atman so far. When we negate, then we find the sakshi, the bodh swarup, self-effulgent atman is there. So to know that, no external light or no instrument is needed. Why? Because it is self-effulgent. No instrument is needed. No other light is also needed. Antar jyoti, bahir jyoti, pratyak jyoti, paratpara, jyotir jyoti, swayam jyoti, atma jyoti. Everywhere you find jyoti. Once you see inside, then after that, it is like Diwali. Everywhere light, 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 light. So So when you open your eyes, then still you see that light. What is that light? Existence. First you come to know the existence inside. After negating all the five causes, you reach a place which you cannot negate. You will find the Atma Tattva which cannot be negated. But you cannot grasp it by your mind and intellect, because you have gone beyond mind and intellect. You have gone beyond mind. What is mind? It's only a flow of thought. And the thoughts are Ahamvritti and Idamvritti. So first we negate Idamvritti, then we come to the Ahamvritti. This Aham ego is also a vritti, a thought only. Then we try to find out the source of this Ahamvritti. What is the source of Ahamvritti? It's the Shuddha Aham. It is not a vritti. It is not a vritti. So after negating Idamvritti and Ahamvritti, you reach to the Shuddha Aham, and that Shuddha Aham cannot be grasped by your mind and intellect or by your organs of perception or action. Atma ko pakadna hai. Oh, you can't. Can't grasp it. Pancha kosa bilakshana. Bilakshana means viparita lakshan. The lakshan of pancha kosa and the lakshan of characteristic of five kosas and characteristics of Atman is altogether different. How it is different? Atman is chetan, pancha kosa is jada, pancha kosa is inert, Atman is sentient. Panchakosha is made of five great elements, vikari elements. Atma is not made of elements. And Atman is real. Panchakosha is not real. Real means that which stays in three period of time. Panchakosha will not stray in three period of time. It's not real. Therefore, bilakshan. Bilakshan means viparita lakshan. Characteristics of Atman and characteristics of five forces altogether different. Bilakshan. So how is this panchakosha? This panchakosha is like a just an appearance, you know. It's just an appearance. Like blueness of the sky is an appearance on the space. Sky is not blue, but we always say sky is just clear blue we are seeing. But it's not blue. What is blueness? It's an appearance on that. What we have to do? Only we have to know. We don't have to remove the blueness. Similarly, we have to know this panchakosha is also a mithya. Brahma Sat Jagat Mithya. Brahma Sat Jagat Mithya. Like a snake on the rope. Snake is Mithya. Rope, the Brahman, is the truth. That alone is there. You see, understanding up to this is very clear. That we are different from Atman. Panchakosha is not Atman. But to say that this is not there at all, this panchakosha is not there at all. In the case of snake and rope, you can understand snake is not there at all. We can understand. But when we apply on our five kosas, it is not there. It is very, very difficult to understand. Is it not so? Very difficult to understand. Panch kosa nahi hai. This whole world is not there. No, not existing. It is mithya. But this will sink in slowly, slowly, slowly. If you continuously study Vedanta, slowly, slowly, slowly this will sink. And we are giving much importance to panchakosha. We don't give any importance to yesterday I went to one class, study class. One question was there. We want to do puja, but we don't have time. Can you tell me how to do puja? How can we start doing puja? I told them, yes, we have here arrangement. You come, we will teach you 16-step puja also. That will relieve my duty. Every day I will allot somebody, you come and do puja. We will teach you everything, we will give you. Then I told them, you can do 5-step puja also. But there is no time. Now you have to balance your life. After listening Vedanta and after knowing that we have to spiritually grow also, but I will not give time. I will not come to satsang. I will not listen to discourses. Kya hoga? What can be done? Continue to stay in the cycle of birth and death. They are ready to work 16 hours for 2 chapatis. And they want to go into the cycle of birth and death. But they have got no time for the puja, for purification of mind, which Premalji has said it will take anek janma bhajanat. And anek janma, anek human births. Anek human births. Chalo. Okay. Then, avastatre sakshi. Avastatre sakshi. He is the Sakshi. Avastatre, you see, it comes and goes. Continuously it is coming and going. What is this Avastatre? Jagrat Avastha, Sapna Avastha, and Susupti Avastha. And one at a time this will disappear. When you are Jagrat, you are not dreaming and you are not in deep sleep. Although sometimes while waking also we are dreaming. But normally one Avastha, one state will be there and other two are negated. So all these three avasthas are all temporary, is it not so? They are coming, going, coming, going, coming, going. What is permanent? The Sakshi is permanent, who is illuminating the Jagrat also, Swapna also, and Susupti also. The illuminator is there. Illuminator is continuously there. He is the avasthatre Sakshi. How is that? Nirvikara. There is no modification. Why there is no modification in Atma? No upadhi. Atma has got no upadhi. We have studied in Isavasya Upanishad. It has got no gross body, no subtle body, and no causal body. All these bodies are made of prakriti, made of maya, 5 great elements, and maya is always changing and perishable. Since the Atman is not an upadhi, not made of Atman, therefore there is no nirvikara, no modification. Niranjana. Niranjana means? Not tainted. Premalji can prove it. How it is not tainted?
Red rose.
By seeing red rose, my eyes don't become red. So by seeing, the seer don't get affected. So seer, the ultimate seer is the Atman. So he is not tainted by any of the things happening in the world. Niranjana. Sadananda sa vigyaya swatmena vipaschita, sadananda, bliss, everlasting, sa that, vigyaya should be realized, swatmena, as one's own self, vipaschita, by the wise man. By the wise man, a person who is a wise, he will realize that Atman is me. Atman is not he, Atman is me. Did you get it? Swatmena, as your own self. Atman is not somewhere else. He is Atman. He is Brahman, not there. I am Atman. I am Brahman. Vigyaya, this should be known. And how is that? Sada Ananda Rupa, 24-365 Ananda. By doing karma, we never got Ananda. Although we are doing karma for Ananda only, but we never got Ananda. But here it is Sadananda. Sadananda. Always Ananda. It should be known. Vigyaya. Vigyaya means vishesh rupena anubhav. Shruti, yukti and anubhuti. Swatmatvena vipaschita. It is be taken as our own self. It should be known like this. I am that. I am that Brahman. I am that Atman. I am Atma Brahmaha. Aham Brahmasmi. And after that, you have to stay in that state. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Although after realization, the body will be there, the transaction with the world will go on. But inside, like, you know, I am a man, I am a woman, I am a human being, like that, you're always there, that I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am. Then the Shishya has got a question. His question is that if we negate five koshas, then there will be nothing, there will be sunya. That question will be coming, we'll see it in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. What about the homework? Now all five courses are done. So you have to make a chart. Are you all interested to make a chart? Or should I skip it? Leave it on you. You do your homework. Now you make a chart and study. Huh? Anybody can volunteer next day that I have made chart and I can explain. Now I am teaching you in the way that you all can become teacher. In this way I am teaching you. And I want one of the volunteer to explain all the five C's that yes, they are according to this verse, these are the points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. Kartik Jamji, present. Okay. We have done Purnima.